Editor's note. Thorsten Goll had the chance to sit down with Andrew Gilmore, executive director of NWT School Sports, to talk about the first year of the newly created territorial sport organization. Andrew talks about the highlights, what it's like organizing school sports events, and what's in store for the future. As the inaugural year of NWT School Sports comes to a close, we take a moment to reflect on the journey and achievements that have shaped this new chapter in student athletics. With a commitment to fostering growth, teamwork, and character development through sports, Andrew Gilmore, its executive director, has been at the forefront of this initiative. I sat down with Andrew to learn more about his background, experiences, and vision for the future of school sports in the Northwest Territories. Can you tell us a bit about your background and how you became executive director? Before moving to Yellowknife in 2015, I worked in the world of sports. I was the general manager for a large martial arts school, running the business and organizing annual events. When I moved to Yellowknife, I began working at NJ McPherson School as a librarian. When the position with NWT School Sports became available, my experience made it a great fit. What inspired you to work for NWT School Sports? Having a previous background in sport, I witnessed firsthand the positive impact it has on students. Beyond just learning the rules and skills, a good coach can teach character development through sports. I see this position as a way to help students learn and grow into happy, successful adults. Reflecting on the past year, what have been some of the highlights from the school sport events you've been part of? This past year has been quite the experience. One of the highlights was my first event, the NWT Power Corporation Junior Cager Basketball Championships. It was a learning opportunity for me to understand how these events run here, and I built great relationships with the wonderful people involved in organizing them. Another highlight was traveling to communities, especially track and field in Hay River, where I saw the entire community come together to make the event happen. It was truly inspiring. How have you seen student participation in school sports evolve over the year? This is my first year with NWT School Sports, but I've heard that participation numbers were down post-COVID. This year, however, it seems like participation is back up and looking strong. The badminton tournament in December was the largest yet, thanks to our ability to invite out-of-town schools, showcasing great representation from across the North. What did you think about the 2025 NWT School Table Tennis Championships? It was a perfect final tournament to see and help with. It was a fantastic event, well organized with lots of smiling faces. There was free pizza for the athletes, live streaming, and a relaxed vibe that helped with any last-minute changes. I definitely learned a lot from this tournament. Can you share any memorable moments or stories from previous table tennis events? This was my first table tennis event, but I will certainly have memorable moments from it. I was thrilled to see representation from the Sawtooe region, particularly Fort Good Hope, and all their athletes performed well on and off the court, taking home the middle school banner. How do you believe school sports contribute to the overall development of students? I believe school sports are crucial for some students to finish school. They provide an activity they love that keeps them engaged in the classroom. When we look back at our school days, it's often the sport tournaments, plays, and trips that we remember. I want to ensure those memories continue for all students in the NWT. What are your goals for the future of school sports in the Northwest Territories? As a new association, our goal is to bring all of the NWT together for input on how to run the best events possible. Everyone has something to teach, and we need to be open to learning. I also look forward to building relationships with all territorial sport organizations to help bring more sports into schools. What has been your most rewarding experience as executive director this past year? Building new relationships has been the most rewarding aspect. I've met so many amazing people this past year. The dedicated educators behind the scenes are passionate about what's best for the students, and it has really set the tone for how NWT School Sports will move forward. Is there anything else you would like to share with the community about your experiences or the upcoming championships? Let's keep the passion for sports alive in the North. I would love to see everyone at the events who wants to participate. Please reach out if you have any questions, and the association will do its best to help.